Welcome to Raylee Meets on the Move, the podcast that tackles the exciting world of dating while traveling. Join us as we explore how to overcome the challenges and unlock the secrets to enhancing your dating experiences on the go, making them more enjoyable than ever before. In today's episode, we'll cover a powerful question for relationships, the benefits of asking, how will I feel in 1 year about this conflict in my relationship? Avoiding paradoxes by envisioning the future and responding with wisdom, and using the future perspective technique to gain clarity and make better decisions in relationship conflicts. Ah, relationships. They can be quite the roller coaster, right? One moment you're enjoying the sweetest of moments, and the next you're questioning everything. Believe me, I've seen my fair share of relationship conflicts. It's almost like being a soap opera writer on a tight deadline. But fret not, my friends. I'm here to unveil a question that has the power to transform your relationships. It's like having your very own time-traveling DeLorean. Ready to embark on this adventure? Well then, tighten your seatbelt, because we're about to reach 88 miles per hour, just like Marty McFly. So, what's this incredible question, you ask? Brace yourself. It's a game changer. Are you ready? Here it is. How can I better support you? Simple, right? Yet this question has the potential to spark open and honest conversations that can completely revolutionize your relationship dynamics. By asking this, you're showing your partner that you're willing to make an effort to understand their needs and desires, and to be there for them. So, my dear lovebirds and frenemies, don't hesitate to hop into your metaphorical DeLorean and give this powerful question a try. Who knows? It might just be the key to saving your relationship from the brink of disaster. Keep those engines running, folks. So here's the million-dollar question. How will you feel about that current conflict in your relationship 1 year from now? I know, it may not sound as catchy as, where's the beef, or is that your final answer? But trust me, this question has the power to improve your relationship more than a truckload of couples therapy. Not that there's anything wrong with couples therapy. Keep those appointments, folks. You might be wondering, how can one question make such a difference? Well, my dear Watson, let me enlighten you with some sciencey goodness. Research in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology has found that adopting a future-oriented perspective can significantly reduce the intensity of negative emotions and lead to more adaptive responses in conflicts. In other words, thinking about the future can turn you from the Hulk into Bruce Banner faster than you can say time paradox. But why is time traveling in your mind so beneficial? First, it helps with emotion regulation. By projecting yourself into the future, you're giving your brain's emotion center a chill pill, like emotional Xanax, but without the prescription. Second, it shifts your perspective. Suddenly, that argument about the toilet seat doesn't seem so apocalyptic. You start taking responsibility and owning up to your part in the conflict. It's like being your own relationship ghostbuster. Who you gonna blame? Not the other person. Moreover, instead of focusing on the surface-level issues, you start to see the underlying causes of conflict. You become a relationship detective, uncovering those communication breakdowns and addressing them head-on. And let's not forget the forgiveness boost. Adopting a future-oriented perspective can increase empathy and forgiveness, turning you into a forgiveness superhero, minus the spandex suit, of course. So, next time you find yourself in a relationship conflict, ask yourself that million-dollar question and take a trip into the future. You might just save your relationship from unnecessary Hulk-out moments. So, imagine this. You're in the middle of a heated argument, and you really want to avoid causing a temporal paradox. Trust me, that's not something you want on your hands. Lucky for you, I've got a strategy that might just save the day. First things first, take a deep breath. Picture yourself holding a remote control for your argument, and hit that pause button. Give yourself a moment to collect your thoughts and calm your racing heart. Now, here comes the million-dollar question. How will you feel about this argument in a year? Take a moment to silently ask yourself that. And try not to make a weird face while you're at it. We don't want to confuse your partner even more. Close your eyes and visualize the future. Picture yourself a year from now. Are you still obsessing over this argument, or have you moved on and are too busy enjoying life to even remember it? If it's the latter, maybe it's not worth turning your living room into a war zone. Now here's where things get really interesting. Channel the wisdom of your future self. What would they want you to say or do in this moment? Listen to that inner voice guiding you towards a more peaceful resolution. And if you're feeling daring, go ahead and explain this time-traveling technique to your partner. It's like inviting them into your personal TARDIS of relationship wisdom. Who knows, they might even thank you for the cosmic intervention. So, the next time you feel a heated debate coming on, remember these steps. Stay calm, ask yourself the million-dollar question, visualize the future, channel your future self, and maybe even share this secret technique. Trust me, it could be the key to preserving harmony and avoiding those pesky temporal paradoxes. So, here's the deal. You know those relationship conflicts that feel like they're about to explode? Yeah, they can be pretty intense. But what if I told you there's a way to handle them with a little more finesse? Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should ignore your current emotions. They're totally valid, even if they're all over the place like a volcano at a middle school science fair. But here's the trick. Take a mental trip to the future. Seriously. Ask yourself how you'll feel about this whole situation a year from now. Believe it or not, this little exercise can give you some much-needed perspective. It might just help you navigate your present with a little more grace and understanding. Plus, it'll save you from those regrettable outbursts that we've all had at some point. And hey, if the future trip doesn't do the trick, there's always the option of building an actual time machine. But let's be real, that's a whole other story. One that involves a few scientific breakthroughs. Well, I'm off to ponder how I'll feel about this article in a year. Hopefully, I won't be too embarrassed. Wish me luck.
In this episode, we explored the power of asking a time-traveling question in relationships, which can resolve conflicts, improve connections, reduce negative emotions, gain clarity, and make better decisions while still validating your emotions. Thank you for tuning in to Rayleigh, Meets on the Move podcast. Remember to subscribe for more valuable insights and advice on making your dating experiences truly unforgettable.